to Between the Lines for the week of September 4th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. To begin with, remember that September 5th is Monday, and that is Labor Day. Most of your businesses and government entities will be closed that day. The Kearney County Library will be closed that day as well, and we will be reopened on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. The library is also beginning sign up for the Fall Story Hour, which has the theme Wild About Books. It starts the week of September 12th and ends the week of October 17th. It will be held here at the library and it will last 6 weeks. A child aged 3 to 5 can sign up for one session per week. If anybody is interested in signing their children up, you can contact the library at 355-6674. For the Lincoln School District for the upcoming week, remember that Monday is Labor Day weekend, so there's no school. On the 6th, the Lincoln Middle School has fall pitchers. There's high school girls golf at Goodland at 11 in the morning. High school volleyball here at Lincoln at 5 p.m. JV football at Hugoton at 6 p.m. On Wednesday the 7th, the Lincoln High School has school pitchers. And there's also a High Plains League meeting at Sublette at 10:30 in the morning. On Thursday the 8th, there's high school volleyball at Dodge City at 4 p.m., middle school volleyball at Sublette at 4:30 p.m., and middle school football at Sublette at 6 p.m. Friday is high school football, and it'll be at Meade beginning at 7 p.m. On Saturday the 10th, the ACT test is taking place. High school JV volleyball is at Scott City at 9 in the morning. Middle school volleyball tournament begins here at 9 o'clock in the morning. Middle school, high school, cross country will be at Greeley County, and it will begin at 10 in the morning. For this upcoming week for the Deerfield School District, again, Monday is Labor Day, so there will be no school. Thursday the 8th, there's middle school volleyball football at Grinnell at 4 o'clock and 5:30. On Friday, they will be having school, and there's a high school football game at Life Prep, and it'll be at 7 p.m. Saturday the 10th, there's the ACT exam. Middle school volleyball at Lakin at 9 a.m. High school, middle school, cross country at Greeley County at 9 a.m. Adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether it's in front of the school, business district, or on a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities for a pedestrian are: always cross at marked crosswalks. Look left, right, left before entering the crosswalk. Take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles. Stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street. Walk, don't run across the street. And if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. Responsibilities for drivers are: yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Be prepared to stop. Come to a complete stop if pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross, and never pass another vehicle that has stopped or slowing down at the crosswalk. For the Senior Center coming up this next week, there's path exercises at 10 o'clock. Tuesday the 6th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, 1:30 is bingo. On Wednesday the 7th, coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45. The meal site will be at noon, and for that day, it will be hamburgers and hot dogs, chips, potato salad, and dessert. On Thursday the 8th, there will be coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, a canning day at 1:30. On Friday, coffee again at 8. There will be a Garden City shopping trip at 9, path exercises at 10, bridge at 1. And then on Saturday the 10th, they have a state fair day trip, and they will leave the center at 7:30 in the morning. There's also going to be a Branson trip through the Kearney County Senior Center. It is scheduled for September 9th through the 24th. The cost is approximate, and it will be around $450. Some of the included programs are Moses at the Sight and Sound Theater, the Oak Ridge Boys, and New Jersey Nights. You'll need to put down a $250 deposit by September 7th in order to go on this trip. If you'd like to get more information about this or other activities at the Senior Center, you can contact them at 355-6482. During National Preparedness Month in September, the American Red Cross encourages eligible donors to give blood to help ensure a readily available blood supply for emergencies. The American Red Cross will be in Lakin on September 6th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building. To make an appointment to give blood, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-733-2767. Donors are encouraged to make appointments and complete the RapidPass online health history questionnaire at redcrossblood.org/RapidPass to help reduce wait time. All blood types are needed to ensure a reliable source for patients. A blood donor card or driver's license or two other forms of identification are required at check-in. On Friday, September 9th and Saturday, September 10th, the United Methodist Church is having their annual scholarship sale. On the Friday, it will begin at 10 in the morning and run till 6 p.m. On that Saturday, which is the 10th, it will begin at 9 a.m. and will last till noon. So if you're interested in seeing if you can find some treasures, be sure to stop by the Methodist Church during that weekend. Remember that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So if you have anybody that's visiting or if you yourself would like to visit the museum, they'd be glad to have you there. On Tuesday the 6th, there's an Extension Executive Board meeting at 5:30 at the Extension office. The Masonic Lodge is at 8, and Lake and AA meeting is at 8. Also on the 6th, the Deerfield City Council will be meeting at 6. On Wednesday the 7th, TOPS is at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and at 8 o'clock the meeting begins. The Trail Piercers Quilt Guild will meet at the LRC at 7 o'clock, and Knights of Columbus will meet at 7:30. On Thursday the 8th, Kansas State Fair exhibits are due to the Extension office by noon. Immunizations will be available at the Kearney County Health Office from 9 to 11 in the morning, and then again from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be a fire meeting at 6:30 that evening. The Lake and Gun Club will meet at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and the Lake and AA meeting will be at 8. At Deerfield on Thursday the 8th, there's the Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting, and it will begin at 7 o'clock. Also, starting on September 9th, and it runs through the 18th, the Kansas State Fair will be taking place. So if anybody wants to take a trip to the State Fair, be sure to mark your calendars and prepare for traveling. And while you're traveling, as everybody notices, up here at the intersection of Highway 50 and 25, there's road construction. There could be other road constructions across the state as well and into other states. So the Kansas KDOT, and I'm sure this applies to other states as well if you're traveling, they urge drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. And before we close out, just another reminder that the library will be closed this Monday, September 5th. We will open back up again on September 6th, which is that Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. We hope everybody enjoys their Labor Day weekend, spending time with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.